Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, October 20th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. As votes are being counted in Afghanistan, ministry thrives. Typhoon Noctem menaces Guam shores, threatening missionary radio. And Vietnamese house church leaders are pleading for prayer. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Afghanistan headlines today's news as the country gets ready to announce its first freely elected president. A humanitarian Christian organization is getting ready to expand. Michigan-based International Aid runs a medical clinic there. IA's president, Miles Fish.
For almost 2 years now, we've had a health clinic set up in a village of Tungay Saidan, about 12,000 people. That work continues, and that work has gotten a lot of attention by the interim government there in Afghanistan, and we're now being asked to take on a much larger territory to provide similar kinds of services.
As Islam is strong in Afghanistan, IA's goal is simple.
We want to provide the healthcare services to anybody who needs it, but we do so as a means for demonstrating and articulating our faith in Christ. And as those relationships get built, we trust that we're going to have increasing opportunities to actually articulate who Christ is and what he means to us and what he could mean to the people of that country.
Go to internationalaid.org to help. Meanwhile, Typhoon Noctem is menacing Guam's shores. Transworld Radio's KTWR station manager Chuck White says the storm stalled, which is bad news for the Pacific Island.
When a typhoon stops, it does basically one of two things. It's either going to intensify vastly, or it's going to do a sharp change of direction. And they don't know which it's going to do.
White says neither of the options is good. However, since a 2002 super typhoon tore KTWR's antenna curtains to shreds, they're better prepared this time.
If you're going to have a natural disaster, Guam is a good place to have one. I think all of our staff have generators. We have auxiliary water. Like I said, we're experienced, prepared with this. The best thing that can happen is for this storm to just go on its way straight west and stay out of our lives.
The station is currently on the air. The Hope of Christ is broadcast from Guam to Northeast Asia. Pray for the Lord's protection over the staff and equipment. You're listening to Mission Network News. House church leaders in Vietnam are pleading with Christians worldwide to pray. On November 15th, a new restrictive religion law will take effect that will restrict worship services and would permanently outlaw house churches. Open Doors USA, who's committed to helping persecuted Christians around the world, says Vietnam is ranked number 4 on Open Doors' World Watch list of countries where persecution is the worst. Despite the ranking, many people are coming to Christ. Next, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they're ready to launch a new project in a Muslim-dominated North African country. This is an area known to be hostile to the gospel. However, the promised harassment hasn't dimmed vision.
There are some national believers who have caught a vision for the impact that God's Word can have in the hearts of their people and have decided to go back into their home countries with the skills and knowledge how to record scripture media, and we'll be providing that for their people.
Dudenhofer says they're seeing a marked interest from 5 language groups who want to listen to God's word in their own language.
Most of the material that they get is not in their language. Islam is not communicated typically that way. And so when they hear something about God in their own heart language, and when the scriptures are provided, they listen eagerly, although even there they have to do it secretly.
And finally, who could refuse a birthday party? That's the theory behind Bible Mission International's Christmas evangelistic celebration scheduled this winter. To make it successful, BMI needs your help. BMI's executive director, Mark Remchesel, says $10 allows them to invite one person to their birthday party for the King Evangelistic Outreach event. It provides them with a meal and a special present, giving BMI the tools it needs to share the gospel. Pray that many will respond. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to make sure people in the pew know what to do. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.